Welcome, everyone. This month, we are reflecting on the theme of vision and guidance. We seek the Lord together, knowing that He has a vision for each of us. We seek the Lord's guidance, trusting that He will reveal His next right steps for us. We take the time to pause from the busyness of our lives to listen to His still, small voice. As we enter this time of prayer and reflection, take a moment to posture yourself in a way that helps you to be present with the Holy Spirit. You may want to lift your palms as a sign of surrender and openness. Dear Jesus, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:24, you are the power of God and the wisdom of God. Dear Jesus, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:24, you are the power of God and the wisdom of God. May you grant us wisdom and understanding as we listen to your word read to us. Open the eyes of our hearts to see you and your will for us. Open the ears of our hearts to hear you. Hear your still, small voice speaking to each of us. Today we will be reading from Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. As I read the scripture, ask the Lord what He is saying to you through His word today. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long. Is there something you need to understand about God or His Word? Ask Him to teach you and guide you in His truth. Are you seeking God's wisdom and direction in an area of your life? Take time to pause and listen to what He might be saying to you. First Corinthians 1:30 reminds us that it is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Take a moment to thank God that you are in Christ Jesus, and that Jesus is your righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Thank you. As we reread the passage, can you think of someone in your life who needs to hear this word? Maybe a young person, maybe a family member. Is there someone who especially needs God's guidance and truth right now? Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. As you think about this person, pray that God would show them his ways and teach them his truth. Pray that they would put their hope in God no matter what they are going through. As you pray for this person, consider how God may be inviting you to offer a word of encouragement or truth to them. We end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you. Praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.